Andrew. It's good to be here again.
Hey, good to have you, as always. So, anything interesting, or I guess that's code for bad, happen over the weekend that we don't already know about?
You know, over the weekend, we had our normal stuff, domestic violences and disturbances and things like that. Nothing too major, nobody getting seriously hurt. You know, probably the most exciting thing we had last week was the juveniles that were arrested in Pace for burglarizing vehicles.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, because I know that's been an ongoing thing for the last several years in both counties. Were they from Santa Rosa? Were they from Escambia? Do you know?
My understanding is these were local fellows. These teens were from the local area, and you're right. That's been going on my entire career. We've been plagued, to be honest with you, with juveniles going through neighborhoods and a crime of opportunity, finding purses and valuables and unlocked cars and taking them. I mean, I remember dealing with that when I started back in the 90s, so I don't know that this is going to change anytime soon.
So I know, obviously, you know, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is a big push. Lock your doors at 9 o'clock. They've been doing it, like, every day for as long as I can remember now. You guys emphasize the same thing. Lock your doors. Don't keep valuables. Certainly don't keep guns in your car. But is it always just the unlocked car, or is it also the car that's simply in the driveway? I mean, will they actually break into cars, or is it only opening doors that are open?
Almost never. Over my entire career, out of thousands of burglaries that I've been involved in, either directly or on the periphery, out of thousands, there's been a few where they actually physically broke something to get into a vehicle. It is almost always an unlocked vehicle. They don't want to make the noise, they don't want to take the time, and they don't want to do the things and exert the effort they have to exert in order to break into a vehicle. When there's so many unlocked vehicles, there's just it's astonishing how many people leave their cars unlocked at night.
And the real goal here is to find money, valuables, guns. That's the primary thing, right?
Right, and the way they look at it in their mind, it's quick, it's easy, and there's relatively low risk. Most people are asleep at this time of the morning, or you know, late at night, and as long as they're quiet, very, very limited opportunity for people to catch them. And, you know, smashing windows and things like that would certainly alert dogs and alert people
right.
That something was going on.
And you'd have
that's
alarms.
Another reason why they don't break into cars.
So,
and alarms and things like that, of course.
So how'd you catch these guys? Was this a surveillance video? How did you get them?
Well, there was a call of some suspicious people. So when deputies arrived, they started looking in the area, and they actually located some individuals. And when they went to talk to them, they all took off running. Now the deputies were able to catch them and coordinate through a perimeter, and were able to catch three juveniles, and they did recover some of the stolen property.
Okay, so they caught them with the property, and so they could connect them to the crime. So, all right, well, good police work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just having eyes on
absolutely.
The car in, and somebody had to call them because there's suspicious activity. So it takes the citizens too, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Your canine guys went over to Navarre over the weekend, I think, for a Santa Rosa Children's House event. Is that right?
They did. Santa Rosa Kids House had a fundraiser. From what I understand, it's an annual event. And our canines, about four or five of our canines went over there to kind of just show off a little bit and let people see what it is those guys and gals do and how amazing they are. So that's always a big draw. People like to see those dogs and their handlers. So we're real proud to get any opportunity that we can to show them off.
And, I mean, anything that's a positive, a happy thing around, you know, just whenever I think about, you know, Santa Rosa Kids House or, you know, here, it's such a frustrating thing that it has to exist, but thank God they exist. You know, I wish they didn't,
absolutely.
But thank God they do.
Without a doubt. You know, what the Santa Rosa Kids House does, the service they provide for this area, honestly, it's really immeasurable. You cannot, I don't believe you can quantify what it is that they do.
Yeah, it's as I say, amazing and yet awful that it has to exist in the first place. Hey, I wanted to ask you, you know, I know the commission approved the funding for the extra patrols on Tiger Point. We actually passed one of your officers driving on the Garcon Point Bridge the other day on Saturday, so I know you guys are out there doing that. have the patrols, I mean, it seems to me like you're not having to enforce as much, which is success, right?
Right. You know, the back in 1829 when Sir Robert Peel came up with his nine principles for good policing, one of the things that he noted, one of the points, was the standard by which we judge our policing is by the lack of crime and disorder. You know, so that tells me that something's going right, the fact that we're not having to respond as much and deal with as much as we were some time back. So I think the initiative that we've taken, you know, assigning people there and taking an aggressive approach on violations has at least in some manner improved that situation. And I have no doubt that putting more people in the Tiger Point area is only going to improve that efficacy.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, even if it doesn't even, I mean, it doesn't even have to be a real officer with real enforcement ability. It could be like the ag guys, you know, who've got the cars that look vaguely like a cop car. And, you know, mm-hmm. when they're near you on the road, everybody's slow. Everybody comes to a full and complete stop. It's just that I know it's probably not an issue, but I don't want to get caught doing something stupid. Well, there you go, right? That's deterrence.
That's it. And that's exactly what it does. You know, when I'm driving down the road and I see a marked police vehicle, just out of habit, I look at my speedometer to make sure that I'm where I'm supposed to be. So I have no doubt that reaction is experienced by most of our motoring public.
Yeah, it's pretty much universal. Well, Chief Deputy Shane Tucker with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, we certainly appreciate your agency and what you do to keep us safe. Thanks so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you, Andrew. Talk to you soon.